I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, journalists from Mississippi and Texas give reports on how their states are faring post-Katrina. But first, in our weekly series, Dispatches, we bring you stories from around the world. Today, though, we're going to talk about a special connection between two nations and one town. The French say they have a special place in their hearts for the Crescent City, New Orleans. It's named, after all, for the man who was regent of France when the fledgling settlement was founded in 1718. That would be Philippe II, the Duke of Orleans, of course. The relationship between the U.S. and France has sometimes been strained, but all that was put aside after Hurricane Katrina, when millions of dollars poured in from France from both government and private sources for relief and to restore historic works and cultural sites. Yesterday, we caught up with the Consul General of France in New Orleans, Pierre Lubavitch. He was in the middle of Katrina commemorative events, and he was packing up for his next assignment. I asked him how he'd weathered the storm.
Michel, please allow me first to pay homage to the victims of Katrina. We remember them in our hearts.
Well, thank you for that. What was it like when you eventually returned to the city? What was that like?
Well, I returned to the city precisely 1 week after Hurricane Katrina with a strong security protection from the diplomatic services, your diplomatic services in Washington. And I was devastated. The city looked it was totally emptied. And the impression was bizarre. And it was really such a sad impression. And I will remember that forever, probably.
Talk to me, if you would, about some of the relief that the French generously offered to the citizens of New Orleans. As I understand it, that the French have raised over $22 million so far. What has that money been used for?
The French government first. You have the French government, the cities in France, and the private companies, the French companies. For the French government, immediately extended a helping hand to Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. We had in the French Caribbean, in Martinique, pre-positioned supplies, relief supplies. So we shipped that on military aircraft. We dispatched also French military divers to help you clear your waterways. We sent close to 20 tons of emergency supplies. We had the mayors of the big cities in France. They opened a special account to donate funds to the Red Cross. And, of course, we had the French companies and their subsidiaries in the U.S., and they contributed to a total of probably exceeding $20, $21, or $22 million.
And I wanted to ask you that sometimes, I don't know if this conversation is going on in France, but here in the U.S., sometimes we have conversations about compassion fatigue, that in the wake of a disaster or a tragedy, that people are very often willing to step forward and to be very generous. But sometimes after a period of time goes by, that people become tired of hearing about it. So I wanted to ask you, to your knowledge, do the people of France feel good about the contributions that they made to the people of New Orleans?
Definitely. And this trend is by no way slowing down or weakening. No. There is no such compassion fatigue, because Louisiana, precisely, of course, the South, the state of the South, but Louisiana had and still has and will keep a special place for us in our hearts. And people continued months and months after the wake of Katrina to send donations.
Okay.
We opened a $1 million fund for the schools of New Orleans and Louisiana. They had French language students. These schools were in dire straits, and we offered money, grants to them to help them reopen their schools and relaunch the French courses.
Can I just ask you finally, sir, how are you doing?
I feel a little bit tired, but I have work And my team here has been working enthusiastically and with dedication and commitment all these 2 years, that I've been very proud to convey to them a message of friendship and to deliver concrete help and assistance to them. It has been an honor for me.
Pierre Lubavitch is the Consul General of France. He joined us by phone from his office in New Orleans. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
And good luck on your next assignment.
Oh, thank you so much.
We shall be sorry to
lose
you.
I'm so sorry to leave a place, but that's life.